Hello to all my Chaver Mishir Torah Moshe and around the world. Continuing on Masechtes Tainis, we're in Perek Aleph up to Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says, "B'shloshu b'mar cheshvan shaylan zekashamim." What does that mean? Shoalim. Rav says it means you say Talamater in the Birchos Hashanim. In Baruch Aleinu, we say saying Talamater on the third of Mar Cheshvan. The Rav says that's specifically in Eretz Yisrael. But in the Golas, we don't do it until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. On the 60th day itself, we start to say V'sein Talmud Mutter. It says Yantif brings from Rashi that in Golas, they start later than Eretz Yisrael because it's lower than Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be the highest. And you don't have to have so much Mutter there in the lower elevations, so they start later. Rashi and Daf Dalim and Beis, Divrei Maaseh B'Shlosha says the Rabbanan had knowledge that starting on the third of Mar Cheshvan was the time the rain should be starting. Rechem Leil, the Mishnah says B'Shivabo, it should be the seventh, which is Chamisha Asur Yom Achar Chag, 15 days after Sukkos. Rashi says, which this means that on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, which is 15 days after Sukkos. And as Yanda says, this will work out all the time according to the way we have it now with our fixed calendar, because we always have it that Tishrei is a Malay, it's a full number of days. So the 15 days after Sukkos will always fall out on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan. But when they were Makadish Alpi Aria, with the witnesses telling them when they saw the moon, and that was in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, who said this memra, it's possible that Tishrei was chaser, and therefore they have to count 15 days to say not always on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan, but it all depends on the 15 days after Sukkos. And if Tishrei was chaser, it would be on the 8th day of Mar Cheshvan. So I guess Gamliel was saying usually it would be the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, but that would be depending on the 15 days after Sukkos. Kedei, the Mishnah says, Kedei sheyagia ha'achron shvi Yisrael and harpras, the last one should reach harpras. The Rashi says, before the rain, the water would fill up in the Nahar Pras, which is far distant from Eretz Yisrael, and people should be able to get there and get back home after Sukkos. Rav says, those who came for the regal are returning home, and they don't want the rain to stop their journey home, so the Nahar Pras should be not as high level that would stop their travel. The verse Yisrael says, because the other regalim have to wait in Yerushalayim all days of Sukkos, as it says in Gemara Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph. Therefore, they didn't want to daven for the rain that would stop them from getting home. And they waited to ask for Saint Talamater until the weakest one of them would be able to reach the furthest place from Yerushalayim, which is Pras, which is in the north of Eretz Yisrael. And that border was further than any other borders from Yerushalayim. And therefore, anyone who was past that point didn't have to become Ola Regal, as it says in Sechem Daf Ayin Beis. So the furthest person would be traveling would be from there, and we'd want to be able to cross back over there. Perek Aleph now says in Mishnah Dalet in the Gemara, which is on Daf Yidam at Aleph, Higia Shivasa b'mar Cheshvan lo yardu g'shamim. Let's say it did reach the 17th of Cheshvan, and it hasn't started raining yet. Rav says, so three times had already passed, which the third of Mar Cheshvan, the 7th, and the 17th. Those three dates had already gone by, and it hadn't started raining yet. As it says, brings from the Gemara and Daf Vav Man Aleph, Tanya, it says, which is the earliest rain? Is the third of Mar Cheshvan? Which is the middle time that it might rain? Would be the 7th of Mar Cheshvan? And which is the latest? Is the 17th, that's where Reb Meir holds. So, his chilo yechidim, it reached the third time that rain was expected and it didn't come. So, the yechidim, the Rav says, the Tamid Chachamim, and Taisi Yantu says, someone who knows to answer questions on all Masechtas in the Talmud. What did they do, these Tamid Chachamim? Mas'anim Shalom Shtanios. They fasted three fasts, as the Rav says, on a Sheni Chamishi Sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Taisus and Baba Kama Chaf Beis Man Av says they would fast the Monday, Thursday, those days specifically, because those are the days that Moshe went up to get the Luchas, the second Luchas. He went up to Sinai on the Thursday, and he came back Yom Kippur, which was a Monday that year. And since those were your days of Rachamim and Slichas, the Chachamim Kaveya, that those are days we should read the Torah and we should fast if need be. So they fasted, Issa Milcham fasted, because it didn't rain yet, three specific dates, they fasted three taniyos. Ochlin v'shos mishachashecha, they would be able to eat, mishachashecha, the Rav says, it's mutter for them to eat all night of that tainis until the morning. And Rashi says, they don't have to eat from the day before. They don't have to start eat like a sudam afsekas before the nighttime, just like you would have on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, but they could eat all night long, even though they're fasting during those days. The nights were not included in the fast, as long as they didn't sleep. But after they slept, a permanent sleep, it would be us for them to eat and to drink, unless they made a condition before they went to sleep. And some say for eating, you need to have a specific intention that you want to eat if you wake up. And for drinking, you don't have to have a specific condition, intention to do that, because there is no set time for drinking. And that, he says, that is the, makes sense. He likes that idea. And Tesis Yantov says that there is no specific kavias time for people to eat. So therefore, he would go along with that, that as far as eating, you had to plan ahead that if you woke up early before the morning and you wanted to eat, you should be able to eat. Otherwise, once you went to sleep for a regular night's sleep, you shouldn't eat, even if you woke up early before morning time. This tainis, you're allowed to work. You're allowed to wash yourself. You're allowed to shmir oil on yourself. You're allowed to put on shoes. And you're allowed to have marital relations. These first three tainesim are more easier, more coolest to it than a regular tainis that we're going to have in Mishnah Vav coming up when they get more serious with their tainesim. Moving on to Mesechus Tainis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay, which is in the Gemara, is on Daf Yeremet Aleph. Higir Rosh Chodesh Kislev, what if Kislev came Rosh Chodesh and it hadn't rained yet? So we, up till now, we had three specific days, the third of Macheshvan, they were expecting rain, the early one it didn't come, the seventh it didn't come, the 17th, the later one it didn't come, and now it's reached all the way to Rosh Chodesh Kislev and it still hasn't rained. So the end of brings from the rhyme, even though we said that the latest time to expect is on the 17th of Macheshvan, we said that previously, still, Rabbi Yossi argues on the Gemara on that, and he says that Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the third, the last day that rain should really be falling. So according to Rabbi Meir, even though in the minority of years it doesn't go that long, because he was saying majority, it would be the 17th would be the last rain, but on the minority it might last even longer. Therefore, they should, and it reached that day for Shkodesh Kislev, it hasn't rained yet. Now it's just not the Yechidim who are fasting, the Talmid Chacham Bezna is going to be Geyser, a Gzeira of Tainus on the Tzibur. So the Mishnah says, Bezna goes from Sholosh Taniyas to Tzibur. As the Tver Israel says, they made another base, hey, base, Monday, Thursday, Monday, that the whole Tzibur would have to fast. And how did they act on that fast time? Ochlin v'shosim mishachashecha. They could eat and drink from nighttime. It's very well says the night before the tainis, again, similar to the Yechidim. They could eat that whole night, but they should be machmer to stop before they go to sleep. At the time they go to sleep, that should be the end of any eating or drinking, even drinking. Now it's a little more chomer. Now we got the Tzibur doing it. And unless someone has a normal everyday activity that even though he sleeps, he knows he's going to wake up to drink something, that would be different. But in the mission before this, we said Talmid Chachamim don't have to really make a condition about drinking. As far as eating, they would have to make a condition. If they woke up early, they could be eating. But here, we're already getting a little bit more chamer. We're talking about the tzibur. So they should not drink at all after they sleep, unless this is something that they normally did on a normal basis. Okay, short year this time. We're going to stop here. And If you have any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.